Did it seem like there were even more political ads on television this election season? If so, it may not have been just your imagination. The Citizens United case determined that corporations and unions can spend as much as they want on political ads. The Supreme Court ruled that this type of spending is a protected form of free speech. UCLA law professor Eugene Volokh believes the court case may have played a role in the wave of ads. What we don't know is how much of that spending came from corporations and how much came from unions.
Many people think of Citizens United as just a corporate speech case, but it applies every bit as much to union speech. Before Citizens United, at the federal level, in about half the states, both corporations and unions were restricted from spending their money in order to express their views about candidates. Now, both corporations and unions are free to do so.
But the unlimited spending is just one side of the equation. The other issue is transparency. There are lots of loopholes in some states when it comes to disclosing who paid for an ad. Richard Hassan is a law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. He sees this lack of transparency as a big potential problem for the future.
If we go into the 2012 election without adequate disclosure, we're going to be in a very tough situation. Voters rely upon information about who is backing candidates and measures. If you know that a candidate is backed by the NRA or the Sierra Club, that gives you a lot of information about whether or not it's a candidate you might want to back. Going forward, if we don't have that kind of information on the federal level, it'll be very hard for voters to be able to discern who is backing candidates.
Eugene Volokh sees another downside.
Indeed, there is the possibility that politicians will feel indebted to those groups that independently spent in order to support them.
Despite the uncertainties about the exact role of corporations and unions in electing candidates, one thing is clear. Outsider spending on political ads is here to stay. Caitlin Parker, Annenberg Radio News.